This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've
got
mail. Hello, guys. Today's my 18th birthday. Can I get a barbershop fish sandwich and have Coach Ted give me some advice on being 18? All the best. That from Hunter.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I got it right. Can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Advice on being 18. I'll tell you what. Yeah, it's Hunter. Tell you what, son, it's going to be pretty simple. Cut and dry. Don't get arrested. You got to go to real big boy jail. And enjoy the strip club.
That's good advice.
Oh, yeah. Can you gamble?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Shoot some dice. See a stripper. Stay out of jail.
Boo bitches. My soon-to-be daughter-in-law, Tina, is 23 today. Since she is a big Mickey Mouse fan, can Mickey give her props for being opposite of the Tinas you guys think of when you think of Tina? I would invite you, Mike, to the party, but it's not my birthday party. Happy birthday, Tina. By the way, guys, if you haven't downloaded the Appy Hour, do it now. Yesterday's episode was epic. Love the show, and go F yourself, Detroit.
Oh, a lot of Tinas I know. I think they smoked the Pall Malls. Got on that white tank top with that boob hanging out. It's got a,
with money in it.
A tattoo on it and dirty money. But she's not one of those kind of girls. She's a Tina we like and not code for methamphetamines either. She's a good Tina. Happy birthday.
Bitches, today is my 24th birthday. I would love to hear a shootout between Mike and Thrill with their shotgun gets. Thanks, guys. That from Tristan.
Get!
Guys, girlfriend Raven, 26th birthday. Listen to your show on her drive home from work. If you could tell her how beautiful, intelligent, all around, how badass her boyfriend Trevor thinks she is, and have Coach Ted give her a pep talk on keep kicking ass at everything she does, that would be awesome. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Listen every day.
All right. 27, huh?
26.
Still a good age. You're over 25. It sounds like you've been kicking a little ass. I'm not sure about this deadbeat boyfriend of yours. Or maybe it's time to step up to the big leagues. Date somebody a little older. Maybe somebody already 40. Anyhow, it's your birthday. You have a good one, but it's a hot name.
Bitches, can I please get a birthday shout out for my hot engineer girlfriend, Shay? She's 27 today. Would love a Woodney Williams fart, a Smokey Robinson, and maybe some dirty Germans talking about her batter getting all mixed up tonight. I'll listen to you guys every day at work. Thanks for all you do. Peace out, bitches. That from Nader and Taz.
Happy Chinooka.
Yeah, tonight I'm going to produce something special for you. Your very own shea butter.
Yeah, I guess I'll just have to skim some of the cream off the top.
If you need your batter mixed up.
Guys, got an email from Jared, who is celebrating his 27th birthday. He would love an original fish sandwich and Coach Ted telling him all the great things about turning 27.
Too hard to get a fish sandwich.
I mean, 27's a solid age, you know? You're not 30. You're not even late 20s yet, right? That's 28, 29. You're still 27. You're right there in the mid-20s. Young enough to be an idiot. Old enough you should know better. and probably get hangovers. But 27, solid. Keep your head above water.
Here's a birthday email from New Hampshire. What is up with us in New Hampshire listeners?
We're huge in New Hampshire.
It's got to be, what's her name? Tell everybody. Mike, who's our New Hampshire lady?
Yeah, but...
It'd be Shannon.
Shannon. Yeah, this is from Annie. So, wouldn't...
Oh, those New Hampshire ladies love us.
I mean, there's no way...
They want some Pacific Northwest penis style.
Do you think that signal from WCMF in Rochester was bouncing down? And
no.
Over, no, it's not.
There's absolutely no way.
So this is just a random...
Dude, crap. It's okay. Not that. All right. Women in New Hampshire... They love us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's no idea.
Yeah.
Guys, this is for the men's room. My boyfriend, Sean, he's in Manchester, New Hampshire, turns 30 years old today, loves your show and beer. He's always talking to me about it, so I thought it would be amazing if you guys could give him a shout-out. He's an amazing boyfriend and father to his two beautiful kids. He would love a shout-out from you all. Thanks so much. Give me your penis. It's too small, since he's such a... It works, though. He's got two kids.
Shut up.
Guys, I want to take the opportunity to wish the best physical therapist I've had the pleasure to work with, Dr. Katie. A happy dirty 30. Can I get a barbershop face sandwich and Coach Ted giving a pep talk about what to do on your dirty 30? Thank you, gentlemen, for all the daily laughs. That from Tom.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell a fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
All right, 30's a big one. But over here, Coach is all about a few things. Fundamentals. Now look, you're going to go out and get wasted this weekend. Your friends are going to buy you drinks. We got to hydrate. And we got to eat. And it's your 30th birthday. So if you just want to eat cake, eat cake. You just want to drink a certain type of liquor, drink it. Other than that, you're 30, so you should get dirty. And if you're single, mix it up. Some people, when they turned 30, had group stuff.
I didn't have group stuff. Did you have group stuff, Steve?
22.
Mike, did you have group stuff when you were 30?
Okay. He didn't even have a birthday party.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah. Macholas, listen to your station all day at work. Nobody likes me enough, so I'll shout out to myself here. Today, I'm 32 years old. How about a Smokey Robinson, Happy Chinooka, and a Peter Griffin fish sandwich? Thanks, gentlemen, and stay beautiful. That from Brandon.
Happy Chinooka.
I have Homer Simpson. Fish sandwich.
Oh, is that what that's?
Are you sure?
Guys, can I get a birthday shout out to my gorgeous wife, Allie? She is 38 years old. I know she would love a barbershop fish sandwich, a Pat Sajak, and the Dirty Germans letting her know that she's about to get the best 37 seconds of her life tonight. From her loving husband, Adam, wish all you guys the best.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I got it right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Is that your penis is too small?
I don't think so.
Pat Sajak.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Yeah, you are going to have a great 37 seconds tonight. The two Dirty Germans and your man friend there. That's about 12 seconds each.
Yeah. It's like a weird appliance that has to plug into three different holes. But there's a lot of outlets on this lady.
Yeah, it is true. We can all just screw in at once like a chandelier.
Yeah. I have to use the European one, though.
I'm taking the position of the bidet.
Yeah, so I might have three prongs on that one. So, my phone charger doesn't work.
Michelle's, it's my 40th birthday today, and like Ted, I had plans to travel abroad to celebrate, but those plans went poof due to COVID. I'd love it if you guys could get some shotgun action from Thrill, also a fish sandwich, and Coach Ted giving me a pep talk, assuring me that I'll have whiskey and Guinness in Ireland someday, even if it's not this year. Thanks, guys. Love you all. That from Heather in Olympia.
Kit! Kit!
Two Oregon fish sandwich?
Kit!
Heather, you will. And Coach is going to tell you a personal story. Years ago, we started watching the English Premier League. Fell in love with a club called Arsenal. Proper football. Invincibles. Anyhow, Coach at that point made a promise. He was going to go see that stadium. Now, sure, Coach didn't see Arsenal play, but he saw where they play. And he saw that stadium. So you keep that positive energy. You'll get to Ireland. You'll drink whiskey. You'll have a Guinness. Can't promise it'll be fun or done the way you like, but you'll get that.
Hang out with Bono?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Bono hangs out in the middle of Dublin looking for American tourists.
Of course he does.
Loves it.
Right.
That was, yeah, so you might want to go to Dublin.
Guy sending in a request to wish a happy birthday to my ex-wife, Lisa. Yes, we are still very good friends, and it's important to note that we're both women because when I left, she ended up marrying a man. She loves big bratwurst, so I should have seen this whole thing coming. Anyways, please wish her a happy 53rd birthday, whether you like that, and the dirty Germans talking about lesbians who order large, thick sausage pizzas. Thanks, guys. That from Rachel.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah, Rachel, any time I meet a lesbian who says, yeah, let us order a pizza with large, thick sausage, I go, maybe I have a chance.
See, I can't tell if she's messing with us about the size of the sausage in the pizza, as I used to watch a little bit of that one myself. But yeah, everybody should love giant sausages. Man, woman, interested, curious.
Yeah, that is a very bi-curious pizza. I want the giant sausage, but I also want the pie. I cannot make up my mind. I want both.
That was big sausage pizza, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was the name of it.
That was his whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
He delivered the pizza.
Was it the same guy as Captain Stabbing and the Bang Bus guy?
I don't know. I watched the Hunter and the Bang Bus.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
We all did, Pearl. Whatever happened to that? Like, that was everyone's go-to.
You think you'd, like, run into Captain Stabbing in, like, a convention center or something. You know what I mean? Like, taking autographs, pictures. The captain, you know?
I don't know. Everything got free, and there's more of it now.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
You don't have to just watch 3-minute videos trying to get it done.
Take your time.
Hi, guys. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Robin. I need to read this last email real quick. I'm not trying to bring the room down, but we lost your listener. This one comes from Michelle. She says, guys, my husband was a huge KISW fan and particularly loved the Men's Room. He was tragically hit and killed by a car last Sunday that fled the scene. I was hoping that you could spread the word on your show so we can catch the person responsible. They fled and did not help. So my family needs closure. Please relay our story to your audience. I would be forever grateful. And Michelle and the family live in Maple Valley. So if anybody knows anything about what happened on Sunday morning, please contact the proper authorities. That would be greatly appreciated. All right.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Here comes the pick-me-up, Stephen Throhill. You bring us three stories in the news each and every week. All of them suck. But it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway.
Bag behind. But they said, hey, you can't leave your bag unattended. So as he was walking away, he claimed, hey, I'm leaving it there because there's a bomb in it. Well, in that moment, three terminals had to be evacuated. The whole airport was shut down for 4 hours. Thousands of people got delayed. It turned out there wasn't a bomb. But now he's facing charges for making a false report about an explosive or weapon of mass destruction. So that's his story. Now, let's go down the road to Yakima, where a Yakima man is under arrest after he shot at a refrigerator, believing that someone was shooting at him. Why? Because a soda can exploded. So officers responded to the scene after receiving reports that a man had opened fire, again, at a refrigerator. Now, when they arrived, they found the man outside in an alleyway yelling incoherently with a gun lying in the middle of the road. And after he was taken into custody, they talked to witnesses, and the witnesses told them what happened. They say, look, the man had been placing soda cans into the fridge. When one exploded, he immediately pulled out his pistol and fired a round into the bottom of the fridge. So when the cops talked to him, he explained that the people that live in the basement wanted to kill him and that they had shot at him, so he fired in self-defense. Essentially, the sound of the soda can popping is what the man thought was a gunshot, okay? So you go, okay, maybe I see what's happening. But there were two major flaws in the story. Number one, no one lives in the basement below the man. That's one. Two, there is, in fact, no basement in the building. So police questioned the man then about the gun. He said he found it 2 weeks prior. And again, it's Yakima. I believe that part. But the man was arrested, booked for investigation of second-degree unlawful possession of a firearm and discharge of a firearm. And now we go to Slovenia, where a woman has been found guilty of deliberately sawing off her own hand as part of an insurance scam. A court in the capital city that I cannot pronounce found that this woman, whose name I cannot pronounce, had taken out 5 insurance policies in the year before her injury. Now, she claimed that it happened as she was cutting branches, and she stood to gain about $1.16 million in payouts. Well, now she faces 2 years in prison, while her boyfriend has been given a 3-year sentence. Apparently, her and a number of relatives were arrested after she arrived in a hospital with her hand cut off above the wrist. The court found that she and her boyfriend had intentionally left the severed hand behind rather than bringing it with them to ensure that the disability was permanent. However, authorities recovered it in time to sew it back on. So their first moment of suspicion is, hey, we found your hand, we're going to sew it back on. And a look of distress that that seemed to bring her and her boyfriend. Where most people would be celebratory, they clearly were not. Well, prosecutors said the woman's boyfriend had also made internet searches about artificial hands in the days beforehand. And they said this was proof enough that the injury was intentional. Her boyfriend and his father were also given suspended sentences, but throughout the trial, she denied intentionally cutting off her hand. Quick side note, had the claim been successful, they would have received $500,000 up front, and then they'd have been paid out in monthly installments after that.
Okay.
But it didn't work. So again, we have the guy from Canada, but he was in Florida trying to fly to Canada. Said there's a bomb in his bag because he's pissed about baggage fees. We have the guy in Yakima, Washington, who believed that a refrigerator was shooting at him, and he decided to shoot that fridge back, and his story fell apart when they said, no one in the basement's trying to kill you because there is no basement. And finally, the Slovenian woman trying to get over on the insurance company by severing her own hand.
Okay. Ted, here's how I'm going to lay this out. I think the guy in Florida who made the bomb threat at the local airport, he sucks the most because of all the passengers, thousands of them, which either had their flights delayed, could not make their connections, and everything else. So his actions basically made life worse for a lot of people, especially when you're traveling. That is not what you want to deal with.
No.
And his actions, you know, as far as the help, the employees are concerned and everything else, they think there's a possibility that they might die.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
So the threat is real on that one. He sucks the most. Now, the guy in Yakima, he's out of his mind. He was babbling incoherently. I cannot believe they didn't charge him with some kind of drug possession.
They just haven't gotten there yet.
Under the influence of alcohol or whatever he was. He was the guy loading the sodas into the refrigerator. One exploded. He fired a round in the refrigerator. This guy is obviously not all there. So I'm going to say that he does not suck the least. Nobody was injured. He's a moron.
Right.
It is what it is. He's in jail. I'm going to say that the woman who took out 5 insurance policies and then intentionally sawed off her own hand in order to get the payout, she sucks the least because she's a complete idiot. She was in on a scam. She tried to get it done. The only thing that she did was hurt herself, even though they were able to reattach the hand, which is a miracle to me. But
they got suspicious. Like, hey, we found your hand, and your response is like, damn it.
But she did that to herself. So I'm going to say, like, look, you knew what you were doing. You tried to go ahead with the scam. You were busted. That's on you. You suck the least.
All right. I do agree the guy in Florida sucks the most because he inconvenienced a lot of people, and that's just not cool.
Right.
But the Sylvania woman also, like, they had to put her hand back on, right? So it involved other people. Now, my guy in Yakima, out of his mind, you're right, drunk or I'm going to say maybe high on something if you're that paranoid.
And you're in Yakima.
But, I don't know. Popped off around in his own home. There's actually, if there had been people living in the basement, I'd be more worried.
Sure.
It was just him at home, right?
And shot. There is no basement. That helped.
Right, so he just shot around into the ground.
Right.
He's a lunatic, but I'm going to say he sucks the least.
Oddly.
Because there's no other people involved.
I'm going to agree with Miles. Now, I know there are people involved with the woman who cut off her own hand, but frankly, look, when firemen call this show, we say, what percentage of your actual calls are fires? On average, they say about 10%. And you say, deep down, are you happy that something's on fire? And I go, yeah, because that's what we train to do. I got to think if I'm a doctor and you come in, you have a completely severed hand in a weird way, like, this is the moment I'm waiting for, right? I mean, this is the thing, to be able to reattach someone's hand that is functional again. Like, that's a feather in my cap, and that's specifically what my job is. So for the doctor, it didn't really put anyone out. You know, I'm a doctor, and this is such a significant surgery. Like, cool. And bad news for her, they successfully reattached her hand. So I'm going to agree with Miles on this. I think she sucks the least. Because in the end, the doctors, they got jazzed about the thing that they get to do.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we won't worry about the person dying in the waiting room or the emergency room.
No, we're not going to worry about them.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Twitter, you are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Coming up in just a couple minutes here, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, for the first time in nearly 20 years, half of households in the U.S. donated to charity.
Nice. Hopefully their time or money or whatever they could. Since they have the time.
Exactly. Let's keep that trend going upwards. Mm-hmm. Let's do this thing. Popeyes has launched their chicken nuggets nationwide. Now's the time to go and grab them. So they used the same breading that they did with the regular chicken sandwich.
Yeah. That's all you need to do.
Right.
That's all you need.
Yeah, they're good. You nailed it.
But again, do it nationally. There's nothing worse than like, here's this incredible flavor, and all the restaurants do it. Fast food. You can only get in Japan. Or they're only doing it in the Midwest. I'm like, well, then don't tell us about it.
We're testing it out here. Test it everywhere.
Test it in my mouth. Good.
You sell fried chicken. What's the big deal about having nuggets?
What are you
like this groundbreaking thing? Like, ooh, nuggets.
Well,
like,
then,
dude, you do fried chicken.
You also hear about how these major corporate fast food places all have different menus in different countries.
Yeah,
so correct. They're regional menus. Let's just make regional menus. Okay, so maybe the pumpkin spice thing works out here, and it doesn't out in Montana. Test it everywhere. See where it works and land it.
Imagine that, Mike.
Right.
But you got to keep in mind the basis of fast food is that wherever you go,
it's the
standard.
Right.
So there is regional stuff. Like if you go to the Ocean City, Maryland, you can get a crab cake at McDonald's.
Right.
You can also get a Old Bay flavored fish sandwich.
Right. So there's different things, but you can't have just regional menus.
Well, I get it.
Then you're just a mom and pop shop.
It's your archaic thinking, Ted, that has us in this situation.
McDonald's in New York.
My apologies, Mike and Steve.
Yeah.
Obviously, McDonald's does not know what it's doing.
You're still going to try it everywhere, but it lands better in one area than the other.
So now, look, I agree with you on that. If you're going to try something out, especially like nuggets and Popeyes. Again, I haven't had them. I guarantee you they're delicious.
This is our way of saying we want them.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
I think they're already out, aren't they?
It says that they are released. They are launched, so.
Yeah, we've launched our nuggets.
McDonald's,
that's a sexual innuendo.
I know where you are, Popeye. Send them.
McDonald's used to have a lobster roll type sandwich in New England.
Ooh.
I mean, if you're there, why not try the damn thing?
Right?
But I feel like if I'm in New England and you have their lobster rolls, you're not going to McDonald's.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
I think it will work better if I live in Kansas City. Like, I don't have access to lobster rolls. I'm going to try the McDonald's lobster roll. It'd be like McDonald's introducing pizza in Italy. Like, yeah, it's probably not going to really
The picture always looks better than, you know, what they actually serve you.
Sure.
For the most part, that does
that
not
looks good.
That does not look
it
like
really
a bad
does.
Lobster roll.
All right.
And you know it doesn't look like that.
Mm-hmm. You and Ted?
No, I'm just, you could get a real reaction. It's, who's the food critic I like? He's got a show on Netflix now called Crispy Fried and something.
I got nothing for you.
I don't know.
He's a TV guy.
Kind of a larger, yeah. He's got a great name. I'll come up with it.
All right.
Okay.
Coming up after this. Good news for our listeners in Indiana. Local police have finally caught their serial pooper.
So, is it another school superintendent?
Oh, yeah, right. Out there jogging, he's pooping out there on the field.
Who's the pooper?
Well, I don't know. I'm not working on it. They just said that they caught the guy.
That's
man.
Someone whose name I always want to know.
Like, sure.
Because you're getting arrested, not because you pooped outside, but because you always poop outside.
Right. Man, you know what? We should always hold a vote in whatever towns these are going down in. Like, tell us who, you know, let's vote on it. Is this heinous enough? Are enough people pissed off that we just figure out who this is? You know, the guy throwing rocks off of the I-90 bridge.
Oh, you want to know who that is.
Right.
You absolutely.
Put it up to a vote. Are we going to figure out who this guy is and maybe release his name out there? I don't know.
Dame Drops.
That's the name
Dame
of the show.
Dame Drops?
Food critic.
He's a food, right, and he got famous for basically almost exclusively reviewing fast food.
Ah, okay.
I've seen him talk about before, like Pizza Hut and Domino's. Like, if you saw his face, you'd recognize him. But he also has a show now, literally, on Netflix called Fresh Fried and Crispy or something.
Okay.
All right. If you're considering bathing suit with pineapples on it, beware. It may make people think that you're a swinger, as happened with one couple that was out vacationing in Hawaii, I believe it was.
I would have had no idea. Like, what are you getting at?
I just figured you got a pineapple, bathing suit in Hawaii.
Right.
They have pineapple.
And that's exactly what they went with. They went someplace tropical. I don't remember exactly where it was, but she got this bikini that had a bunch of pineapples on it, and they were getting offers from all sorts of people all over the place.
What's the line? Like, if you... Let's theoretically, all right, nobody in here, but somebody's on the beach with their girl, and I just walk up and go, hey, are you guys interested? And they're like, what are you talking about, perv? I'll be like, oh, I don't know, she's wearing a bathing suit with something on it.
Pineapples, yeah.
So is it like one person, I'm a creep, and you need multiple people? Like, how do we cross that threshold?
In other words, you're a perv if you're the only person that says it, but if maybe three separate people show up, and it's for the same reason, the pineapples, now you're not a perv, they're ignorant, right?
They're vanilla.
Yeah, they're vanilla. I'm going to get, look, that's all I needed to know. I'm booking a trip to Hawaii and getting some pineapple.
I am open for business.
I'm going to go to Hawaii and dress as a pineapple.
Just to make it as clear as you can.
You can get a drink and a whole pineapple there. You know what I mean? Just carry around the pineapple.
I might introduce them to the world's worst mascot.
Hi, guys.
Coming up on the happy hour. Pizza Hut is now selling their classic 90s red cups.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
That's a great idea.
That was a staple, man. That's nostalgia
for me.
That's
a big-ass cup, too, man. You were so happy to get one of those Cokes because it was just huge and delicious.
But do I want that cup in my house? Like, as a child, that cup meant, A, I'm a Pizza Hut, so things are good. Two, we're going to fill that bitch up with ice. And they have that small little ice, which I like.
I think in your case, like, if you eat a lot outside, you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
I already got plastic cups, bro.
Yeah.
But kids can't hold things.
That's why. You know what
I was about to say.
It seems like they keep things cooler than a glass cup. You know what I mean?
I think it's because all that ice they put in it, man. I don't know if it's the cup. Because remember, they were not stingy with their ice pizza.
Yeah, that was...
You got 2 ounces of soda. I mean, it filled all the way to the top, but you got 2 ounces of soda.
That was the first thing that I was thinking of is people with kids. Because those things were bulletproof.
Yes, they were.
So, I mean, you could throw them up against a concrete wall. They're still going to hold your water. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a bunch of people my age that are like, I love Pizza Hut. I'm going to get some.
I mean, that was my first thought.
Yeah. And by the way, do not invite me over for a damn soda.
Right.
And also,
what if it's in a Pizza Hut cup?
No, so I'm saying, Ted, come over. We got the awesome Pizza Hut. Is there a Pizza Hut there?
What they're missing is the old nostalgia of being able to eat in a Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was part of the whole experience. You were actually there eating.
That salad bar that didn't belong there.
Whatever.
Playing Excite Bike.
Yeah. Got little medals for reading books.
Yeah. I used to love loading up on lettuce, bacon, bits, and ranch.
Dictionary.com just announced a huge update with more than 300 new words and revisions of old words. And I have a massive list here for you guys. Any idea of words that they might have added here within the last year?
I'm the last person to ask.
That's fair.
Like, my kids could probably rattle it off. I have no idea. My daughter said something to me the other day. I didn't bother to ask her to clarify because I just wanted to get out of the conversation, but I have no idea what she meant. Like, she dropped some slang on me. I'm just like,
Miles, any thoughts?
No, because they do this every year, and I'm always like, it's just the buzzwords of the year, whether that's pandemic. I don't know if that was last year or the year before. COVID-19.
Oh, yeah. Quarantine.
Quarantine. There you go. So the additions include newsworthy things like 5G.
Which all right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Became a pretty big thing here in the last year.
It's what 4G means, but better.
Right. Long COVID. I don't quite...
Long-haul COVID?
It just says long COVID, so maybe it is long-haul COVID.
That's the only term I ever heard.
For people who have it for a number of months or over a year. And then just have the symptoms, maybe? I'm not sure.
Gotcha.
Taylor Swift fans. Mm-hmm.
And then domestic terrorism, which I kind of figure would already be in the dictionary.
It should already be in the dictionary. We just had to amp it up after January 6th, right? So now they're going to throw... Because they're tossing it around more.
Sure.
You know, you had mass shootings. You had all these different kinds of things. But because of what happened at the Capitol, they go, all right, well, I would qualify this as domestic terrorism.
Gotcha. All righty. Cultural things like deplatform.
Oh, Lord.
Yay.
Deplatform?
Deplatform.
It used to be when you tackled someone off of the podium at the Olympics.
You're right. Isn't that when you... Basically, it's canceling somebody. Isn't that what that is? Deplatforming someone?
Well, I kicked you off Twitter, right?
Does it not have a definition?
No, just telling me what the words are. I don't get any definitions on here.
Yeah, so if I boot you off of Twitter and I don't like your or whatever, you got deplatformed.
Right.
Well, couldn't I just quit Twitter and be deplatforming?
Maybe you could, Ted. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they will add that
next
year.
I'm going to take myself off this platform.
Yes.
Minoritize.
Minoritize.
I feel like it almost speaks for itself, but...
But how does that happen?
Right.
When you you're a white guy today, but you're a minoritized.
You're right. You're being minoritized.
I wonder what minoritized dinner today.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
Ethnic food.
Side hustle. I'm glad that one made it in. I feel it's more a slang term. I don't know what...
It is slang, but everyone says it now.
Right.
Because it's not even, you know, it used to be, I work two jobs.
Right,
so like,
it's a second job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate that one, though.
What's side hustle?
Yeah. I love it.
But you feel like people work full time. They should make enough money at that job. They don't have to have a side hustle.
It ignores the fact of the real problem.
Right, and it like tries to make it sound, and I get it. Some people want to do extra jobs just to do them.
Yeah.
But, I think it's kind of sad that it's because you got to have a side hustle, so do this.
Which means I work 65, 70 hours, 80 hours a week instead of just like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Y'all is on there.
Y'all.
So finally, all those people that told me that it wasn't a word. Bingo. Now it is.
I've been telling y'all about it. Down to happen.
Yeah, but it's also colloquial. So, like, if you're in, Pittsburgh, you'd be Yens.
Yens.
Yens. So is that in there? I mean, because if you're going to go y'all for the South,
so
you're going to go Yens.
Here's the thing, is that y'all's the contraction of you all, but what's Yens?
Yens?
What is Yens a contraction of?
No. You Yens.
You
Yens.
Yens is also very specific to, like, that Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, totally.
Whereas, y'all goes all, like, we say y'all in Maryland, but we say different than they do in South Carolina or Texas.
South Carolina, they still sound cute.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, bless your heart.
Right, but it can sound mean, too.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all best get your ass out of here.
I was going to say, y'all ain't from around here.
That's true.
Sometimes it's just a call. Y'all!
What are you doing calling my children?
Shut it down!
Man, F all y'all. I knew this part was going to suck.
More dictionary.com added words. Internet lingo like trigger warning. That one has been pissing me off because it's been abbreviated to TW, and you see it all over TikTok. And I understand some of it. I understand the reasoning for some of it. I feel like it's gone over the top. I feel like it's gotten oversensitive. But that might just
trigger warning mean that this might be offensive to some people.
It might be. It might be triggering to some people. It might launch you into.
You can put that in front of anything right now.
Exactly.
Donuts. Trigger warning.
Exactly.
Also, a good show by Killer Mike.
No kidding.
Called Trigger Warning.
Okay.
I gathered that when you said also the name of a show.
Content warning, abbreviated to CW.
Well, that's been that. Well, I feel like content warning, not so much straight. Content warning is one of the stuff on TV. Before they get back to
show. It's the disclaimer,
You know, viewer discretion is advised. Some of these things might be disturbing to some viewers because we're going to show blood, guts, sex, and people exploding.
So, trigger warning's more like... Whatever your beliefs are, you might get triggered by this. Whereas content, I'm like, all right, there might be somebody dying on this video.
Well, let's put rated R on.
Exactly.
Because a lot of them aren't movies. It's like when you're on Twitter and people put out videos with somebody getting beat on. Like, I like it when they say content warning.
Right. Yeah. But I do see what Miles is saying. That would still fall under the R rating. Now, granted, it's not a full-length feature film.
But it's not a movie. I mean,
it's still R-rated content. This is content that is going to be graphic. It's going to be violent. It's going to have nudity in it. It's going to have whatever it is.
But R ratings are different for TV, but like it doesn't exist on TV.
Too.
Yeah, but they don't show R-rated stuff on TV. They might show it on cable or it gets edited.
Right.
But when they put it on TV, it's PG-13 at worst. So that's why they'll always edit.
Right.
If you watch Caddyshack on network TV, you might as well not watch it.
But you notice it's also like TV Y7 and TV 13 TV R. It's... Just keep the ratings what they are. The ratings are ratings. Right.
Nudity.
Exactly.
Like everything else, I'm like, I don't care. Oh, yeah, we're watching this.
Give me a little cellophane little thing up there in the corner that tells me, like, hey, if you're watching this, just be prepared for this kind of stuff that's about to come
up. I used to love SSC. Strong sexual content.
That was so much better than SSC.
Oh, yeah. And the best shoes diary.
Strong sexual content means we're not going to suggest sex. We're going to show sex.
When I was younger, the biggest catfish was the BN, the brief nudity.
Oh, that's where you start.
All right, let's watch this. And it's like a butt crack for half a second.
Yeah, but depending on his butt crack, it is.
Fair enough.
We came up with one years ago. We said, I want to say it's when the Borat movie came out. We said, look,
No,
it was Harold and Kumar's second one.
It says nudity, but we said typically when you say nudity, and this is men and women, you generally believe you're going to see boobs, right?
Right.
Well, these movies showed a lot of penis, so we came up with LP, which is just a lot of penis. Like, this is certainly...
Or is you, it was UP, unnecessary penis. Yeah, right.
Like, this is,
and it wasn't penis. It was the satchel warning.
Right.
Because if you've seen Escape from a...
Guantanamo Bay.
That's Bay.
LS.
When that dude gets up out of the water, right, that's when me and Rob were like, we need warnings.
Grab a machete.
That was funny, though.
It says also just silly stuff like oof, silver fox, yeet, and zaddy, which is an attractive man who's also stylish, charming, and self-confident.
I'm assuming yeet is positive because my kids keep saying it.
Yeah. It's when you throw something, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. Everyone, I'll say something, and I know the kids are happy to hear what I'm saying, but I, yeet.
It's when you yeet something.
I just learned what green beaning means in basketball.
We figured it out the other day.
No cap.
Yeah. And then the new one here is snack. They are updating the...
She looked like a little snack.
That's right. That is exactly right.
My kids are going to think I'm filthy. I just got off from work. I need a snack, and I'm thirsty. Dad!
Easy!
I want a Snickers bar and a Kool-Aid, guys. Relax.
A surveillance camera that in Brooklyn.
That does not sound any better.
Caught a little bit more of a robber than we needed to see.
What'd he catch?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.